Hello and welcome to today's episode of the DVCA Show. Today we are speaking with Diamond Creek President Paul Rowley, fresh off his side getting their first win on the board in Barclays Shield over the weekend against Rosebank. Paul, low scoring match, but your bowls have clearly ground out a pretty hard plan in that second innings.
Yeah, that's right, Callum. The boys really dug in well. They had a game plan, they stuck to it, and they were lucky, or fortunate enough and good enough to be able to keep them under our score.
So defending 165 and held Rosebank to 5 for 143. Did it feel like it was in the bag a fair way out?
No, it never feels like it's in the bag. We were waiting for them to sort of launch and tee off, and our boys, to their credit, our bowlers held them well.
So two pretty heavy losses to start the season before the washout in the Saturday-Sunday last week. What was the consensus about where the first 11 is sitting this season?
Internally, we've always had the belief that we're good enough to compete. We've had a couple of players unavailable for various reasons, but we just, and the way they were getting out probably is not necessarily to the good balls, was poor decision making. So we just thought that once it clicks, that we'll be able to compete.
Two-time Christensen medalist Dan Gilbert, first match back on the weekend from a hamstring injury. Can we expect to be seeing him close to the peak of his powers soon?
Yeah, absolutely. Dan's on the mend. He got through the game well, batting only last week, and we expect him to keep improving. It's not a major injury, so we think he'll be right for next game.
Is he the sort of player who lifts the team by being out there as a leader?
Absolutely. The experience that Dan's got and that he brings to the team is invaluable, as well as his contribution on the field. He's a natural leader at our club.
So I was having a look through at how your other teams are going, because certainly so long as I've been doing this job, Diamond Creek's always been quite a strong club. Notice B grade on the weekend, a couple of your junior debutantes, 3 wickets apiece in a 5-wicket win over Montmorency. So Alexander Christo, 3 for 15, and Lachlan Delavadova, 3 for 16. That's a good debut for the young fellas.
That's amazing. It was a great day too. Everyone got around them. These boys are coming through as young players trying to find their way. First game in B grade, as you said, and the way they stood up and stuck to their guns too. They weren't overawed. They jumped in and did really well.
Is there a real push for the junior-senior pathway to strengthen and just make sure you've got the next 3 or 4 years of young cricketers coming through the top ranks?
Oh, absolutely. That's one of the biggest priorities we've got at the club. We've been working really hard to get that sort of transition from junior to senior. I remember when we were players, we used to play on a Saturday morning, so you'd be around the senior players with the Friday night games. We don't have that anymore. The club's really pushing hard. We have all club training sessions with juniors and seniors a couple of times a year. The junior boys generally train on a Thursday night and come in for a meal, so they're sort of building those relationships as teammates, not as sort of a senior junior player, and seems to be paying off pretty well.
It's something you have to be, I think, quite conscious of when you're trying to build that junior senior pathway. Those things like full club training, where the senior players are passing advice and building that relationship with juniors, the after dinner training where you've got to be conscious, like, are the kids all sitting by themselves because they don't know who to talk to or they feel overawed by men? These are things that are every bit as important as teaching them the value of a wicket in terms of keeping them around the club so they want to become senior players.
Absolutely. And you can see that development in those boys as well. Just from last year, they're sort of a little bit timid and they would sit around the table by themselves. Now they're very engaging. They're trying to learn. We've got some very experienced senior players that have played a good premier cricket teaching these boys, and they're like sponges, they're soaking it up and getting better.
So the junior program, a 17s team, a 15s team, 2 in the under 13s, 3 in the under 11s and 2 in the under 9s. What's helped you to develop such a big program, given that you're not just in a cricket competitive area, you're also between two of the biggest basketball stadiums, which I'm sure is a bit of the Death Star for picking up young fellas this time of season. How have you been able to maintain and stabilise such a big junior program?
We probably, just the relationship that we've got with the other sporting clubs in the area. We've definitely got good relationships with football club, baseball club, and then a lot of these boys now are keen on playing a summer sport And with the relationship we've got with our junior coordinator, Mark, he's been instrumental in getting the families from the local primary schools to support what we're trying to do. And then by hoping to make it fun and give everyone a go, they're having fun coming back. So our retention's very good and we're bringing in new players. We offer discounts on the subs and stuff for new players to the club as a way of getting them in. And then we hope that the experience that they have and the coaching that they're receiving and then the on-field day and games is giving them something they want to be involved with.
So this season, so I'm looking at the names like Alexander and Lachlan who have made such a strong start in B grade. Is there a hope that you'd be able to see those players and anyone of their similar ilk of your under-17s who are currently playing seniors make a Barclay appearance this season?
There's always the hope, but we're also mindful that we don't want to put them under too much pressure. These boys are still bottom age under-17s.
Okay.
They're physically not men yet, but they're definitely going the right way. If their results give them the opportunity, they'll be picked as a senior player, same as everyone. But there's no pressure internally. We just want them to be having fun and developing and getting better.
Well, Paul, top down, we've always known that Diamond Creek's a very strong club, and we're kind of seeing this here, the growth and the regrowth and the commitment to the junior to senior pathway. It's really boding well for the development of your future.
Absolutely, yeah. We made a conscious decision as a club to try and make it fun, make it a place that people want to be around. Thursday nights now we're getting 50 to 60 people having a meal in the rooms. And then the flow-on effect of that, we hope, is that people are enjoying their cricket and coming back and bringing people with them.
Well, Paul, thank you very much for joining us this week.
Thank you, Carl.
So best of luck to Diamond Creek for the remainder of the season. And yes, we will be keeping an eye on a couple of those young stars in B grade and their trajectory for the rest of the season. Remember, more cricket, more people, more often.